But repeatedly they came. He of Jaipur, he asked me to see the Diwan, and I could not avoid. I approached him. He flatly repeated, "What do you say? This is the, generally the Santals, the jungle people. They are ill-fed, half-clad, and they poor men, and the, from their revenue, if anything is surplus, I like to expend them for their benefit. And you will construct a temple, and that also in Madras town. If you could build within their area, then also I could consider this. Sometimes they would have recreation there by religious talks. But in Madras, and this hub, I'm the last man to help in this way. And the king has given the signature, you see. Oh, he was the man working on the street. This is Radha Krishna and others, because they took bribe, 1 lakh rupees every year for the Andhra University, and he has been put into the throne. And the real heir, the wife of the late king, he is at Lucknow now. He is the real heir. A man on the street is put on the throne by the Radha Krishna and others. There is a conspiracy, because they go to at 1 lakh rupees every year for the university upon that. Please try to dissuade the king from contributing every 1 lakh to the university. Who will pay the money? They are the poorest of the poor. And this way, disappointed me. Then I thought that I have almost lost the thing. Anyhow, I collected courage and getting a good blow. Bikri Vidong. And within, I am calling for the help of Guru Maharaj. I am frustrated. If you come to my help, then it may be possible. Within, I am praying for his help. And outwardly I caught him like a tartar. So Bikri Jitang Bajabodhu Jidancha Vishnu. Sadhanitu Natsunyatavat Naitya. Bhaktim Parang Bhagavati Patidab Bhakama. Hidro Gangatua Pahinu Tiyajuri Nadhira. From Bhagavatam. What is? I told him. With a deep impression, of course. Because I am frustrated at that time, only. But I told him, you see, when I was a hog, I devoured a hillock of stools, but my hunger is not appeased. When I was an elephant, I devoured a jungle. But appetite is not quenched. So appetite, our hunger, is not appeased in this way. As much as we get, so much my thirst is more and more. Sahasrami chati chati sahasri lakkhamiyati. Lakkhadivastatu rajyam rajyastasat. So Sukadeva Goswami has diagnosed this thirst, this hunger, as heart disease. And that heart disease can only be cured perfectly if one can adjust with Krishna Lila. Listen to the Vrijavadhu Viriranca Vishnu. Vishnu's pastimes with the damsels of the Vrindavan. If one can attain and adjust and harmonize him with such thought of such pain, then only this heart disease is cured fully. Otherwise, it is not healing in the very mental, it is a very deep-rooted. It is the nature. And it wants to be fully cured. Anyhow, this touched the heart of the man. And he drops this. Look at your tears. There was little weight with his tears. He told, Swamiji, you believe me, I have faith in God. And your eyes are the witness. I saw. Yes, I shall give you money. But not now, I shall send you. She asked me, go here, maybe here, that I shall give you this money. In this way, the analogy. Many analogies. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. So I was very intimately connected in my life of preaching with this Madhav Maharaj, who was Hargreeva Brahmacharya, a tall, fair, and robust health. I can't believe that he has gone. And about 8 years younger than myself. And he used to come to me at least once or twice in a year, and with this complaint of, you are deceiving the educated public. That was his general complaint against him. You could help them, but you miserly have it. As Prabhupada told, is lover. I do not know much, but I push forward. Whatever little I know, I want to take it from door to door. You know that I am not very scholarly, or I am not such capacity or intelligence. Still I try my best to carry out from door to door, whatever little I know. But you are doing injustice. That was his general complaint. And when any serious problem, he used to consult with me. What should I do? When opening any new center, he used to consult with me. Whether giving sannyas or taking sannyas, all these important matters, he used to come to me to consult. That was his younger brother. And when he invited me to his Calcutta meetings, I used to almost visit every year and to deliver lecture there. And they appreciated my lecture. I took that chance that I am not doing myself, but Calcutta, there is a place of educated men. And there he, 5 days, Dharma Sabha, he used to convene. And almost every year, for those 5 days or 6 days, I went to, I went there and I spoke whatever I could. I knew in this way. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nithai Gaur Hari Bol, Nithai. Mahaprabhu Gauranga Sundara.
How was your Sankirtan? You were going on the party and preaching and collecting funds, you were mentioning earlier, with Madhava Maharaj, and then you would send all the money. What would you do? How do you approach people?
We went to a place from this station, from the station. But obviously, some sort of invitation we had. And otherwise, we went to a place and stopping at the station. Son was out to inquire who is the religiously minded man here. Then, after having some sort of information, we used to saw with him, and then he wanted us to take your beddings here. I am arranging for you. Stay. And then we, some handbills we printed and circulated, all by drum beating circulation. Lord Yamaha people has come and they will convene meeting in such and such place. And Bhagavat Paspatham, explanation of Bhagavatam in someone's house or in some temple, you all come. In this way, 2-3 days program, or at most 5 days program. Then after that, we took them, who are the benevolent persons and who can help for this purpose. We approached him. We have come to you. To our mot, on that particular mot. You bear the cost. Or the vigra will be installed there, you please bear the cost. Or there will be in Parikrama, so many people will gather and a huge expenditure. You give some rice. Or 1 day's expense, you please bear. Or in Mayapur, our cooking room is damaged, to repair to that, some money is required. Or you help us to publish an edition of Bhagavad Gita, or this book or that book. In this way, some sort of service we mention, and we ask collection. And for temples, duties, water, rooms, books, in this way. Collection. Or land in some place, and there you go. Go, hurry, go, go, hurry, go, go. In Bombay, while preaching, one gentleman, an officer, a Bengali officer, of course, mint officer, you have come out for collection, but you are all rich men. He told, you are all rich. Gaudiya Mutt is very rich institution. Why should you collect? I told him, yes. When you see that we are rich, at least you see that we spend money very extravagantly. Is it not? Yes. But we say that we are beggars. Beggars. And being beggar, we spend money very extravagantly. What a rich man can do, a big rich man, he can spend money in that way, extravagant. But we say that we are beggar. Now your point will be that in which we spend money, whether that is unnecessary, the extravagancy, or that has got real necessity there. That's the difference, not that we are rich. Your point will be that a beggar, why he should spend money like water in these things which we consider to be luxury? Suppose a doctor, he has not much money, but still he runs on a motor car. a man will see, oh, he's, this is Lakshan. But we may not think like that. The motor car saves his time, takes him to many patients in a short time. That is help to the society. So we also may use motor car or some such vehicle or thing to approach many to talk about God consciousness. God consciousness, which we think that is the real service to the society, though we are penniless. But in this way, and we are decorating the deity in a very luxurious way. We are distributing prasadam profusely. What a rich man cannot do. Begging, by begging we are distributing prasadam to so many. So, spending money. But money spending does not mean that one is a rich. A poor man also can do. Now we have to try to understand why what is think redundant, and we consider that to be very important, and we spend for that by begging. That should be necessary for you to understand. That we are rich, so we are spending, not principle is that. Gaur Haribol. What's the time? 9 o'clock?
Yeah,
5 o'clock. Are you still not here?
No.
Nimai Nato? No. Are you Nimai Kikoche? Yeah, and Tapon? Ajo?
Where is Nimai? I'm seeing him. Maybe he's gone. Where is he? Nimai
Manohar
is looking. He might be in
this room.
Madan Manohar?
He'll see.
I'll see.
Huh?
You'll see him in the room there. He may be there.
Nimai in study.
Maybe.
Hmm? And 9:30, by 9:30, you and the Nimai, after taking some food, you may start to Mother Maharaj's mat.
He's coming, Maharaj. Why is coming? Harijan Prabhu has come as well.
I have seen. But there's the important function of registration of the land. So Haricharan cannot be spared. You have taken bath?
Yes, Maharaj, I'm ready.
I have a question.
Yes.
There was in Prabhupada's books, it is mentioned that as one feels in a certain point of our spiritual life, one feels natural attraction towards one type of relationship, one ras. Then yesterday I heard that the initial ruchi we feel is the result of our previous karma from previous lives and of present.
There's two lines of dealing with the thing. One, in the crude form, we can't know which is our inner attraction. So it may differ. In the beginning, when we have got no real connection with the innermost tendency of our heart, then the change of faith is possible. And in the higher realization also it is possible, but that is very rarely. Very rarely there is interference of the higher. Interference may come from higher. It is possible, but it is very, very rarely. Possible. generally due to defect into the detection, such things happen. Misreading. In general case, due to misreading of the inner tendency, such diagnosis is made. This is a general case, where we find from one branch to another branch. Mostly it is like that. And real change in the spiritual realization, it is very rarely possible by the intervenience of the superior power. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
How does Bhakti Siddhanta and Lalita Prasad differ in their ideas?
Who are you?
Buddhi Yoga.
Buddhi Yoga. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has no recognition for Lalita Prasad, though physically he is younger brother. We read in Madhya Prakash article that he has, in the beginning, Lalita Prasad was living with Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. But gradually difference came between them, and he left our Guru Maharaj and went straight to Bhaktivinoda Thakur's birthplace, his maternal uncle's village where he was born, and he attended there to found a separate mat for his own center. And at that time our Guru Maharaj wrote that he has gone to worship Ului Chandi. Uda is the name of the village. And that there the specific deity was Kali, Shakti, Chandi. So he has gone to serve Ulai Chandi instead of Krishna. That was the remark of our Guru Maharaj. And also later, sometimes later on, his remark came that he is fond of his Baba, father, and not of Radha. He sees Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his physical affection, that is not out of him. That paternal respect, that he is commanding his heart and to render some sort of service, he does not understand what Bhaktivinoda Thakur really was. That was the finding of our Guru Maharaj. That Ulai Chandi, though he is worshipping Mahaprabhu, and that is Ulai Chandi, that is bhog, when there is we do anything, person exploiting purpose, then that is really, that is the service of the external material potency and not of Krishna consciousness. Kamasthasthi rijagyana pravodyanti anya devata. The want of sincerity, heart is not cleared of the undesirable things, anyavilas, karma, jnana, etc. So it is told that he is doing, he is a shakta, that is, he is worshipper of the shakti potency or exploitationist. So he was looked by our Guru Maharaj in that way. The material affinity to his father, that is the underlying motive which is pushing him to this apparently religious duties or so. That was the opinion of our Guru Maharaj. Once when I entered Mott, all from outside. I am visiting. I heard our Guru Maharaj to say one day, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, what is the one man asked, what is the position of the Shakta, worshippers of the potency, the physical potency of the Lord? He told that they are materialists. Their position is that of materialist. I could not took that word immediately to be true, 100%. I came from a Shakta family. I heard and I saw in books that the Maya is also called Chaitanya Rupini. Kaivalya Dharini, Chaitanya Rupini, Chinmayi is conscious. She is consciousness, I heard. And now he told that they are materialist, they are atheist, those that are worshippers of potency. I tried to come to some adjustment. His words cannot be neglected. And what I have gone through this Shastra and got, that is Chinmayi, Shakti, the potency is conscious. And he says, the worshipper of the external potency, they are atheist. They are materialist. How to harmonize? Then I give more stress to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's death. Why he says materialist? Then I came to this understanding. The materialist, that is Shakta, their opinion is that Shakti, potency, is the most original substance. And the consciousness is the outcome of that potency. Potency and the consciousness, Purusha and the Prakriti. And when Prakriti, which is not Purusha or not conscious, that is held to be the most ultimate, and the consciousness comes out of it, then of course that is materialism, fossilism. So Shaktivad is fossilism. So our Guru Maharaj's remark to Lalita Prasad was of that type, that his reference towards Bhakti Vinod Thakur and through him towards Mahaprabhu, that the origin of that is material connection of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. It is Baba, Badha, Radha. There was one article in Gaudiya. Bhakti Vinod, I see, that is the opinion of Prabhupada. Bhakti Vinod Thakur should be seen as Radha. But he could not see as Radha. There came some Badha, means hindrance. And then the next is Baba, Father. So his endeavors towards Bhakti Vinod Thakur and through him towards Mahaprabhu, that basis was his physical connection. That was stressed by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and we are followers of him. And in other time also, he is engaged in the worship of Ulai Chandi, that the deity Kali, who is supposed to be the presiding goddess of that town. His energy is devoted only for that. That is also connecting with materialism, and not pure spiritualism. He once remarked about Shishi Ghosh, who wrote Lord Gauranga and Amiya Nimai Charit and many things about Mahaprabhu, editor and the founder of Amritabajar Patrika, a man of prestige and renowned man. Nijo Bhoge Gorilla Gauranga, Prabhupada's remark. He has constructed Gauranga suiting his own enjoying purpose. Nijo Bhoge Gorilla Gauranga. Gauranga as it is, Swami Maharaj written, Gita as it is, and the Gita as seen by so many scholars. Independent of that, he tried to guide the readers of Gita, the Gita as it is, the Gauranga as it is, as he is, and the Gauranga as we want to make, create our created Gauranga, that mental concoction, Gauranga. The Gauranga may be. So, sutekhita patha. We must hear in a bona fide method, and then we shall guide our eye to see and then to produce the form. Not to create by our own mental prejudice. That is one thing. We should try our best to get out of our prejudice and samskar, and to go, try to catch what is independent of our myself or so many like us, the mental concoction, the mind's conception. So Gauranga as he is, Vrindavan Krishna consciousness as it is, and to create Krishna consciousness in his own mental way, these things are very different. We shall always try to set aside our mental representations and to catch what is already there. This is in other words, our Guru Maharaj told once, when we take the name, we shall not encourage our mind to see a picture. Because he says that whenever anything comes to mind, other senses goes there like vulture on the cremation ground. Whenever some sound, it must be of such color, such figure. It may be touched in such a way. Like vultures, all other senses will run and fall on it with their own impression. But say they should not be given any chance of doing that. The sound will produce its own rup, color of figure. And then the gun, the quality, not like the qualities that is found here, that is diametrically different. Such nam, namna, rupa, rupasthara, then gun, then parikar, then lila, all these things, the chetan, that will come down, that is of different type. And this mundane experience won't be allowed to cover what is expected to come down from the other world. So our prejudice, our samskar, our mental tendency to place before us that I know anything, I know everything. It is of that type. The mental tendency, prejudice will come out and will stand on your sight. It is known to me to a certain extent, it must be like that. All these are hindrances. They must not be allowed to do so. We shall try. The name I have got, what I got from my Gurudev, that is a different original or that of a revolutionary type of thing, sound. I am to concentrate, to cultivate that only, and that will gradually assert itself in a particular gradation, rup, gun, lila, and I shall find my own soul as a unit in that system shown by the name. And that is another world not the world of our own experience and conception or inference or something like that. That is pure spiritual consciousness. And we shall dismiss all our empirical attempts to go and modify. And that will be, the progress will be hampered thereby. So, sevan mukhe hi jivado. We shall engage in the service that will come from the Vaishnava quarter. And thereby, the prejudices will die and clear out from our mind without food. Whatever initiativeness is taken from the mind, that will feed the mind and help it to continue its longevity. So only we shall carry out the order of the Vaishnava, the Guru, and according to my fortune, higher gurus, guru of higher level, by obeying his orders, I shall be able to imbibe that, and my present existence will vanish gradually, the mental existence. Edehi Rabe Sadbana. The new world will come before me, and I shall find that I have got my individual position there, in my soul, and all the mental system with this body, they will evaporate, they will vanish. And only my inner soul, and I will find there the light that will come. Their soul is there, and unity is there, and the whole new world will come in view, and I shall find that I am there presently in such and such position. And my present conception of my own existence with ego, with mental system, with body, everything will go away. Something like that. Go away. Pihala Nimayajana.
He's gone downstairs, Maharaj.
I've gone down. Ask him to take bath.
I think so. I told him.
Take bath. And you may take him to attend the meeting.
He told me just wait for a while. He told me to wait.
All right. Yeah. There will be a meeting perhaps, and some will have to speak something. And when Nima is requested, he can also speak something.
Yes,
and then the distribution of prasad, and then he may come.
Yes,
Hare Krishna, Gaudhari, 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 Gaudhari. Nidai Gaud Hari Gaud, Nidai Gaud Hari Gaud. Nidai Gaud Hari Gaud, Nidai Gaud Hari Gaud.
Maharaj?
Yes?
I've heard one story. I wanted to know, you could tell me if it's true or not. And okay. It's about Mirabai, famous Mirabai, the woman devotee, and Jeev Goswami.
You not know that. So far we know that Mirabai devotion is that of some mixed type, not real type of devotion. Because our devotion only confined to Krishna and not the any mention of any devotees. The Krishna, where it is mentioned on the, about the, only the king, that is imperfect. King means so many ministers, generals, queens, all these things. King is not one. So Krishna is not one. The Swarup Shakti is there. And that is real Krishna. And the other Krishna is a Krishna of creation, mental creation, concoction. That is a reflection of Krishna, maybe in this world. Where we can see, cannot see, that Krishna is with his different rasa, he is surrounded by different sadvita, groups of sadvitas and different sadvitas. That is Krishna real. True Krishna is of that conception. That is in Swarup Shakti. Otherwise, in this area of Maya, the Sattagun, the Krishna has come, and I am the Krishna. And the Krishna in his, surrounded by his Swarup Shakti Sadvitas, that is real Krishna, Chidvidar. And in the transcendental world, in his own position, Krishna is such. And by crossing, without crossing them, without caring to see them, my direct contact with Krishna, that is a dream. That is imagination, maybe imagination, not reality. So, Gauriya Math people, and their others and their consideration, cannot give such only so many sentimental, emotional, that may be, but the bottom, where the foundation is wrong. The peace, the sentiments, cannot give us Krishna. The only sentimental peace. But Krishna is not alone. And without, submitting to his devotees, eternal devotees, we can never approach him properly. The proper approach towards Krishna cannot but be through his devotees. Not direct contact or contract to get him is possible. Hare Krishna.
So, direct service
of Krishna never possible for the tatastasa jiva, shakti.
So their direct service would be to the servitors, the servants of the servant.
Through the servant of the servant, the service, that is realistic conception of Krishna, service of Krishna.
Yeah.
Otherwise, that is imaginary. It is not measured by the amount of tears or amount of dancing or so many feats.
The Maharaj,
yes.
They say that she took initiation from Jeev Goswami.
No, we don't find that. In the Doha, in these songs of Mirabai, such things are not present. So they have connected, they are connecting. Some connects and some things, no. He also insulted Jeev Goswami. See, it is told that Mirabai came to see Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami at that time, perhaps he was in a particular mood, he told that, I don't like to see in any lady. Then she remarked that, oh, he thinks himself to be a man. I think the only man in Vrindavan is Krishna. And all else are women. With that remark, she went away. This also perhaps mentioned in Bhaktamal Grantho. And that is not very authentic, that Bhaktamal Grantho. There is a collection of many devotees, lives of many devotees of different types. That is not very authentic.
I've heard that she is a gopi in Chandavali side.
Huh?